Projects and Health. Hi, and welcome to the A&J PEI Treasures E. Jean Simpson Author blog post and podcast. I'm your host, Jean, coming to you from the beautiful province of Prince Edward Island, Canada.
Oh, thank you.
The blog post and podcast is an opinion piece and only reflects this author's opinion and not that of any other entity. I hold no designations in politics, economics, or medicine. I am retired from the mental health field. I am a humanitarian and speak from that viewpoint only. Whether you agree with me or not, at least I hope it makes you think. This week I'll tell you how I spend my time and some hobbies I have that keep me busy. Hubby, of course, has his woodworking, but I have other things. I have a bunch of hobbies that end up being of little value for sales, but can keep things more interesting. If you want to find out more, then stay tuned. At first, I thought I might make some money with upcycling clothing, but this seems not to have been productive. No one showed any interest or showed very little interest in anything I produced. I think I sold one piece on eBay a long time ago. So knowing that, I moved forward into making stuff for myself. I've expanded from upcycling already existing pieces, which I still can do, to make simple no-pattern pieces. I had sewn a bit in my earlier years. In fact, one piece won second place at a local fair many years ago. I had used patterns. I still could, but I became interested in easy-to-make pieces. I found the sewing machine to be somewhat annoying as it was very picky. So as a result, I turned to hand sewing. So far, my cloth has been purchased at various thrift shops, so it is actually still giving something a second chance. I've used various cloths, lace tablecloths, and curtains included. Once I stopped being so serious about the sewing and started to make stuff for my enjoyment, I didn't care how long it took me to make it. I had to concern myself with what I wanted to wear and not what someone else might want. I still have quite a stash of cloth and clothing to work with. I find hand sewing to be relaxing. I also have done crochet and knitting. I tend to cycle through my hobbies. The sewing is at the top of the list right now. I find that with more delicate fabrics, I like to use French seams, and I got a link to my podcast right up in my blog post onto French seams. For any other sewing, it is possible to sew very small stitches on the outside, or one can pick a little cloth on the inside in order to hide the seam. Of course, my love of added embellishment is given a place as well. Sometimes this can be used to hide sewing if one wants to make it easier. All it takes is some rudimentary sewing knowledge and how to sew straight stitches or back stitching to lock in place. I have to admit that when I took sewing in home economics way back in school, I was not enamored with the sewing. I found it slow and silly. Most of the girls weren't incredibly excited by the class, or said they weren't. This was in the days when girls had to take home economics and boys had to take shop. I suspected that at the time some of the girls would have been happier with shop and some of the guys would have been happier with home economics. It wasn't the way things were done back 35 or more years ago. Now I think there is a choice with that regard. Strangely, I was able to make use of what I learned at the time. It was much like the typing class I hated at the time. In the years since, I've made good use of the skills I have achieved. So there's something to be said of taking courses that one doesn't exactly love when they're in junior high and high school. As they say at the time, it builds character. Another hobby that, strangely enough, I also didn't find all that exciting in home economics class, but developed some interest in since leaving the workforce, is baking and cooking. I remember in junior high school pairing up with some friends, the rule for the particular class was that you had to eat what you made. I believe we might have created the first time that that rule was allowed to be broken. Apparently, two of us got the same ingredient and added it. This did not work out well. The teacher tasted it and admitted it was disgusting and would waive the having to eat it rule. It was rather lucky that we were both respectful students, as it was admittedly a mistake and not a purposeful action. My mother is a teacher. How much could I get away with, LOL? Now I find myself watching some baking videos, and if the project looks reasonable, I make sure it isn't something wrong and give it a try. Of course, we all know that every YouTube video is exactly correct. Sarcasm, it can be hard to tell with writing. That's another one of my issues. The one thing I can tell you is that if we make a YouTube video, it is a valid video. We actually video what we are making while we're doing it. Doesn't always make great video because I can't go back afterwards and retape it, but it does mean that if you see a project work on our channel, it should work. My latest thing was making pumpkin puree and freezing it. I don't think we made the video on that. The great thing about this is that it gives me a main ingredient. The pumpkin cost us nothing extra as we grew it from seedlings. So it was just the electricity to bake and grind the puree. I don't add anything to it because I want to be able to make it into whatever I want, and different recipes may call for different additives. My next big project might be bread making. I have seen some easy looking recipes. They are more time consuming, but if you watch on Twitter, I often post pictures of things I have made. I don't bother to redo the same recipes on YouTube. They've already got them on YouTube, at least a half dozen different variations. So my picture and short review of the recipe is enough. The other thing is that I often find a wheat flour recipe and I have to modify it. I will share wheat containing recipes, but at some point I tell my followers what I've changed. Sometimes wheat recipes translate well into gluten-free, and sometimes they don't. I never know which it will be until I try it out. The benefits of doing your own baking is, for example, to buy a muffin mix or cake mix that is gluten-free is quite expensive. If I'm choosy about what I use, then my fresh baked is no worse in price. I find most of the packages require the addition of eggs, oil, or some other items. I can buy the flour and add the other ingredients and still not be any worse in cost, and probably a bit less. I should point out that DIY is time intensive. Most times, unless you find ingredients or pieces that you need to buy that are more expensive, it isn't more expensive in the long run. Living within one's means and being on a budget means that I pick and choose the recipes that I attempt. I also pick and choose the items that I make. There is more to doing your own thing than there is to buying ready-made. For example, things like pumpkin pies, if you buy them at a store and they are gluten-free, the price is often 10 or more dollars each. I haven't bought one for a couple of years or more, so not sure exactly the price, but last time I bought one, they were over $10. On the other hand, if you grow your own pumpkin, even buying the pie crust, the price is far less. Yes, it takes longer, but you save money. The most important thing about baking projects is that you know what is in them. I try not to find recipes with a whole lot of sugar in them. I find a lot of recipes online tend to use too much salt and use a lot of butter. If I bought them, they would be full of those two things as well. I can control the intake of things such as sugar and salt. There are no extra ingredients to keep them fresh for longer periods of time, so I control the amount that I make so that we don't have it go bad. Some things you can freeze. The cost of frozen fruit, for example, has gone up dramatically. Having grown our own strawberries, they can be picked and frozen. Those strawberries have lasted us the whole winter. Possibly we'll have a new batch before we totally run out, but it will be close. We use them in making smoothies, which we also make from scratch. So there are a lot of benefits, but there are costs to the DIY lifestyle. Of course, not all things are DIY in our home, but we find that a small garden has yielded a lot of pickles and salsa. I have pumpkin puree and discovered a nice muffin recipe. I've made pies. I would suppose one of my future projects should be how to make pie crust. I do remember not being incredibly talented at it when I tried years ago. I hope that this will give my readers and listeners some ideas how to simplify their own lives. As Napoleon Hill is quoted with saying, "It takes half your life before you discover life as a do-it-yourself project." Whether you agree with me or not, I hope I made you think. Thanks for listening to my podcast and or reading my blog post, and thanks for your interest in ANJPEI Treasures. Keep watching because we're always working on something. Thank you. Blog posts are available on WordPress and Goodreads. Podcasts are available on Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, just to name a few. All my ebooks can be found on Smashwords. You can also find us on Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Thank you for reading or listening. Bye for now.